Well, should we get started? Gang's all here. Anybody else coming in, Dan, right now?
Not that I can see.
Okay. What time is it? I've got 6:04. Okay, it's Tuesday, December 1st. 2020, I'd like to call the Otter Rock Water District work session to order. And in attendance, let's do a verbal roll call. Dan?
Yes.
Pat?
Present.
Lisa?
Present.
Buzz?
Here.
And Beth is here. Okay, no members not in attendance. We don't have any staff members. Public, we have Dale and Mike, Grace, Jerry, Patty, and Consuelo. So we're here to talk about definitions for our existing customer account classifications. And the first thing I would like us to do is to define the scope of what we are doing. When we left this topic at a work session in August, Beth and Dan were working to put together a draft of a resolution with definitions. I worked mostly on the definitions. Dan worked on the resolution language. And we came out with a draft, and then we didn't have the full board, and we decided not to discuss it at that time. So hopefully in the first few minutes here, we can decide on what the scope is. I think on some of the exchanges I saw on email, it seemed to maybe start to expand. So are we doing a rewrite of our rates and our rate structure, a rewrite of our rules and regulations, or are we doing simple definitions of our existing customer accounts? Does anybody have an opinion on that?
I do.
Okay, good.
Just simple definitions. We need to start from square one.
Okay. Are we expanding any classifications?
Well, I believe that we do need to have a definition for all the short-term rentals.
Okay.
And long-term rentals. I think we need to encompass all the housing classifications in Otter Rock. But just definitions, nothing. We're not talking about anything other than saying a short-term rental is this, a long-term rental is this, blah. That's it. That's
okay. Well, one thing I think, Pat, you had mentioned that this would provide data we needed for loans and grants, possibly.
Well, there have been many requests over the last my tenure on the board for data to come from our system, QuickBooks, and it's possible that it could affect, it could be beneficial to have it for that reason, for grants and loans.
Is that something that we've already had to provide?
I have no idea. I don't think we've gotten that far yet, have we?
Okay.
I thought we have only had Lisa proceed with a letter of interest.
Right.
To see if we,
so we, yeah,
qualify for anything.
Okay. So that was what I thought the scope was just our what we have existing in our rate structure,
which, well, that there are things that aren't in the rate structure as far as definitions of types of dwellings.
Well, that's what we, yeah, that's why we were going to do that. We have residential and commercial and ADU, pretty much. Well, we have residential, single family residential and multi-unit residential. Government facility, commercial accounts, etc. So is there anybody that wants to expand this any further than just defining our current classifications that appear in our rate structure besides, well, the short-term, long-term rental would be, isn't mentioned in our existing documents. Is there anything
else? I'd like to make a global comment.
Yeah.
I looked at the Central Lincoln, or Central Lincoln Public Utility District rate structure.
Mm-hmm.
And they have five or six structures, rates, starting with domestic, light commercial, heavy commercial, light industrial, heavy industrial, street lights, night lights, on and on. And I thought it interesting that in their single family residences, they on their webpage, they don't define what that is. So I called them and asked what their residential was, not single family. And they said that includes duplexes, apartment buildings, older mobile home parks, the common VRBOs, single family residences. The common denominator is on all of these that they, even the large apartment buildings, older mobile home parks have 1 meter. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they don't have all this. Oh, it's a long-term rental or anything. They don't care.
Right.
Can anybody guess why? It's because they're all metered, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once there's a meter that's like on a large, say it's on a large building, the guy goes by every month and he reads the meter and they send the building owner a bill for what they call... Let me look this up. Service availability charge for residential happens to be $24. And then they charge them for the electricity they use read off the meter. And that at present time, it happens to be 7.74 cents a kilowatt hour. And you're saying, well, what's electricity got to do with water? Well, it's got a lot to do. The voltage, there's analogies between voltage, amperage, on and on.
Sure.
So what I'm driving at, my point is, when we get all our meters in, why can't we do the same thing and charge everybody a single availability? Oh, I'll take that back. They have their light commercial rate. I said residential is 24. Their light commercial rate, the serviceability rate is 29.48, and their kilowatt hour rate's virtually the same. So they don't make a big distinction, and that's the two that would affect us. What we got here right now is all this, whatever we come up with, all these definitions, people like Grace are going to be paying way the heck more than they should because they don't use much water. And some of our other customers with big lawns are going to be paying less, and they're going to be using a ton more water. If it were like the electric company, Grace would have 1 meter on her duplex, And whatever the, in our case, it would be gallons. That's all she paid for, a rate per gallon, not 1,000 gallons, not 6,500 gallons for free, then you go over, but every gallon. And then the person or persons that use 30,000 gallons a month, they pay more. And, right. And that starts to smack of being fair. The direction we're going in now with all this, oh, it's a long-term rental, oh, no, it's a VRBO. We don't have the right to make those distinctions. We're a public utility, and a lot of the charges or singling out of people that rent or people that rent VRBOs is smacks of being a little tiny bit punitive. And that's where a lot of it's coming from. So my point is, I'll shut up here in a minute, is right now we should go back to where we were before the last board started adding distinctions to what a single family residence was, saying it's different if you have a separate house or different if you have another room you're renting or however, charging an extra $30 a month. And just until we get all the meters in, and presumably that's going to happen pretty soon, then we can start charging a serviceability rate just like the electric company, and we charge it per gallons of water. And if somebody says, oh, we need to charge commercial people more, okay, fine. We'll charge them a little bit more serviceability and a little bit more per gallon of water, but we do not need to make all these distinctions. And I want to add one more thing. Just think ahead, you guys. If we go ahead and pass this $3.5 million burden to upgrade the system, seems like I heard numbers, debt service numbers like $90, $100. So what are we going to do? Tell somebody that's got a renting someplace full time, we're going to charge you $3 more a month. I mean, give me a break. So anyway, I'll shut up. But I think all this other thing, this whole meeting right now is a waste of time, because it's going to change when we get the meters and we can charge everybody a fair rate. At least a more fair rate than what's happening right now. So I think we ought to stop and say, look, let's charge all the single family residences, regardless of VRBOs or duplex or anything, for the next year or so until we get meters in, charge them the same rate and continue with the commercial and call it good. And then maybe when we get all the meters in, we can start thinking about little variations if we want to do that. But right now we don't know zip. We're not, anything we do is going to really, somebody's going to get charged too much and somebody's not going to get charged enough.
Buzz, I'm not talking about raising rates at all. We need simple definitions. That's all I want. I'm not charging about doing any rate structures. I agree with you. We don't have any information. We're not gonna mess with the rates until all of this stuff is done.
The electric company does not define if there's a
meter. We're not electric. We're your water.
Yeah, most water places are the same,
Lisa. They're analogous. Voltage is the same as pressure. Amperage is the same as water flow.
I understand that.
So we can go with the same structure.
Right.
And anything else is a waste of time. Defining, if you want to do it for demographic purposes to report to your congressman how many VRBOs we have or whatever, fine. Go ahead and do that. Big waste of time, but I'm all for it. But there's no need for it from an economic standpoint and a fairness standpoint in our water district. We're supposed to be providing water, a fair, a sufficient quantity of water that's safe to drink for our customers, and that's it. And then we'll charge them a fair rate. And what we've got now is an abomination, and we're just making it more of an abomination.
Well, Buzz, I know that your analogy with the electric company, every other place I have lived, basically the water was the same thing. They have a base rate and then a usage rate. And
do you want to know why? Base rate and the usage rate? Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah, yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying that that even though you used an electrical utility analogy, every water district, water company that I've lived in build their water the same way. Exactly. A base rate and a usage rate.
And when we get all our meters in, we can do the same thing.
We can do that. And I'm sure we'll want to look at that and make adjustments at that time. Yeah.
Well, what, we don't need to change anything right now because we're just defining and, you know, this business of what really months ago I talked to another commissioner and that commissioner was talking about charging VRBOs more money because they use more water. They don't. Who cares? Put
right.
a meter on and charge them whatever rate they're charging. Don't
right.
charge them extra because they're making a little money off of it. That's not our call.
Well, I think not our, yeah. We've got enough of them metered now that we can look at it and we you can
yeah.
see it. They aren't using more water
I'll
than the regular residences.
Where the electric company is different, I suspect that they're regulated by the feds and they're a business and they can't get away with this charging somebody on a whim. Oh, they're VRBO. Oh, they're renting their house out. They can't do that.
Right. Well, private utilities also can't with water because they fall under the PUC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to talk about Grace for a minute. She's paying somebody on this board said she needed to pay $160 a month, an extra 30. Does that mean, you know, we raised the rates $20 for meters. So does that mean Grace for the extra 30 has to pay for an extra meter and a half? I mean, where did that come from? It came from Alliance Board. They changed that, and it's nonsense.
Well, the ADU has been in place since, I think, 2017. It's been on the rate structure as an additional charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take my point. The last board.
Right. The last board and a half, I think, but yeah.
The ADU definition that we currently have does not match the circumstances you're speaking about right now.
Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. If it didn't come from then, maybe I'm wrong. The point is it's wrong. And we need to get to the point where we have everybody metered and then start charging them by the gallon you know, we've got this wonderful, I was talking to Craig the other day, and when he goes and reads the meters, you know, that little gadget, he walks around and he taps the lid on the meter thing. That thing totalizes it according to every serial number, whatever number on that meter, it says, mm-hmm. well, this serial number is this much. And he said, if we wanted to, it's not cheap, but we could you can buy a device where you can connect that little thing he taps meters with into a device that'll interpret it, which will take it into a laptop
mm-hmm.
and just print out, you know, to the nearest gallon. I've seen where they charge, back in the day, they used to say, okay, you get a base amount and then a certain amount of gallons for free. Well, that's because it was too much work to figure out what everybody, you know, but we can now charge everybody to the nearest gallon, and we can do it all digitally. And we've got this. I don't know if Quicken's capable of incorporating something like that, but we ought to be thinking along those lines.
I agree, because once we do chart, if we decide to charge people based on their usage, we're going to have to put that on a statement for them so they know why their bill is what it is, just like your electric bill comes.
Yeah,
we'll have to do that.
So I have a question.
Can we adjourn the meeting?
No.
Do we still need to talk about this?
Yes. Who's going to read the meters? Because we're going to have someone other than Craig reading the meters.
Eventually we will. Yeah, that'll be an employee.
I'm just asking.
Most likely an employee, I would guess.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I was just asking.
She asked me the question, and when I originally, I was one of the, back 2-3 years ago, I was pushing for meters. And the reason I pushed for them is leak detection. And for a long time I said, well, we don't need meters. All we need them for leak detection. But then now we're going to be pumping more of our water on this new thing. We're going to be chlorinating, and there's going to be expenses that it's going to cost us to provide this water.
Uh-huh.
And we can calculate that. We can calculate how much it costs per gallon. So I'm saying somebody was going to read the meters anyway for leaks to see if we had leaks every month. And we made it really easy to do. But now we're going to probably have to do it for revenue to pay for the expenses of providing water.
Right.
I think we've talked before about rate structures having a fixed component and a variable component, and the amount of water you use is the variable component.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then the operations, maintenance, replacement, and the debt service are going to be the fixed component. I'll just chip in something. I've been this last week or so been trying to find the rationale between charging a different base charge for commercial versus residential, other than the, you know, soak the rich approach. And at a few different power company sites where they actually take the time to explain their rate structure, basically the reason they have a higher, you know, fixed connection fee or whatever you want to call it for the commercial accounts is demand capacity. They have to spend more on their infrastructure to be able to supply the peak demand for a larger user of electricity. And so some of them have, like you said, several different tiers of several different categories, but they're based on the peak demand they might have to supply, which means they have to put in more capacity to serve the high demands that that those customers can put on the system at times. Otherwise, they're going to have a brownout.
Right.
So there's really an economic rationale for these stepped up base rate categories for commercial. They don't have anything to do with how much money the business makes or what the business does or anything like that. They have to do with the fact that the utility has to build in the capacity to meet the peak demands for those different enterprises. And so there really is, it's not just, well, you're commercial, so we charge you more. There's an economic reason for it that's understandable. For me,
and only two. Sorry.
Go, no, go ahead.
Well, the first two were the ones I looked at. There's residential and light commercial,
mm-hmm.
and on those, they're both. The only difference is, like you say, the service fee is $5 more.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, it, but then the next one is heavy commercial, and instead of saying, and the residential and the light commercial, they say it's going to be service availability for and so much kilowatt hour for however many kilowatt waters used.
Right.
But then you get past light commercial, it jumps. Heavy commercial, the service availability rate increases substantially,
yes.
And then they have tiers where they actually talk about, well, if you use this much power, it's this rate. If you use this much power, it gets more complicated.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what, but my point is, for Otter Rock, there's very little, I think if light commercial fits us to a T, there's not mm-hmm. much here that would change from residential.
The other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to ask why we would want to classify a VRBO or something like that, or a short-term rental differently than a long-term rental, differently than a full-time single-family residential. And I'm going to ask that question, but I'll say for me, the only reason to bother with that would be if you're anticipating having severe restrictions, more severe than we currently have during our dry season, such that you would actually have to consider cutting off service to categories which were short-term rentals, for example, while not cutting off service to a long-term rental or a full-time residential. But I'm asking the question really, why are we considering doing these differentiations in our customer definition? That's my question.
Well, I it have a concern in how we get to get that information.
Mm-hmm.
How do we determine that something's even a rental? Other than often neighbors might know, and how do we know whether it's a full-time residence or a vacation residence
mm-hmm.
without, you know, going up to each person or contacting them and asking them, well, are you living here or are you just visiting or do you have someone else living here all the time? I don't think we can do that. Reasonably,
the county has that information.
The sheriff's
no, they have long, they have short-term rentals because of they have the regulations on unincorporated Lincoln County, which we are, but they don't have information on who's a long-term renter or who is here part of the year or who is just here on weekends, every other weekend during the summer or any of that.
So my,
that would be problematic, I think, for us to really get.
That's the question I'm asking is, that's very practical consideration. I agree. My question, let's say magically we did somehow have access to all the information. Why are we wanting to know it? That's, I guess, my question.
Yeah.
What's the good purpose question. Of that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're not going to charge any differently and nobody wants to make any changes to the rates, then why do we need to know?
Well, I'm hoping we'll make changes to the rates because I'm being charged more than
well,
like okay. Wendy and her husband on the cliff overlooking, you know, the ocean. It's like, I just think that unless that, you know, there are places that have two entire houses on a lot, but because like Art and Barbara, you know, I mean, how is it fair to charge? I just think you can't be fair about it unless you have meters and you charge people for what they use. Otherwise it's just arbitrary. I mean, pick something else, charge people based on the size of their lot or how many bedrooms or square footage. I mean, just to decide that because somebody, first off, if I lived at Art and Barbara's house, I'd have to rent it out because I might not have enough money. If I had more money, I wouldn't rent my houses out. So basically you're gouging people that don't have enough money to have their houses sit empty, you know. It's not fair. I understand trying to find a way to make it fair, especially when we were concerned about using up the water, you know, in the summer, which is when people, you know, all the nightly rentals tend to be packed full of people. But now that we're getting meters, I think the only fair way is really like, Buzz, you actually, thank you. We haven't spoken, but you said everything I was thinking, except in a much more clear way, is that, I mean, it's just, you can't, it's just it makes sense to charge per service and then plus.
See you, Gary.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Gary, you got something to say, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Buzz, I, you know, we're good friends, but, you know, I have to remember when you were saying, we don't need meters. The whole time we needed meters based on this whole discussion. And
didn't I just say that?
I know you did say that, but you didn't say that a month ago, 2 months ago. And I'm appreciating.
Whoops, I changed my mind. That's not legal.
I'm appreciating the change. I'm appreciating
okay, thank
that. You. And you're saying it the same way that I was saying it before. You know, the meters are important. And it's based on water usage, and personally, I'm a conservation kind of guy, and I think we'll see more conservation with meters. So I appreciate the discussion with this, and I don't like that we are arbitrarily charging people without a really good system of, you know, being if they're commercial, non-commercial. We do need to decide these, define these to a certain degree, but I think in Grace's place, there seemed to be something arbitrary about that charge. And so I'm glad to see it going forward in a good way. I don't understand though why it's, and maybe I'm being defensive, of course I wasn't on the board at some time, but why is it always the last board's fault?
Because
you know, why don't we just decide how we're going to go and not be charged saying, oh, that was the last board. I don't remember when I was there anyway that we were charging for vacation rentals.
Yeah, that started with this board.
That's right. So let's just be, don't be blaming past boards. That sounds like the current administration, federal administration. Let's just move forward.
Well, some of that might come by asking the question, well, why are we doing it? And everybody goes, well, the last board did it, no, you know.
I don't
but, know. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Jerry. Thanks.
It just makes me a little bit going, whoa, let's just move forward.
Okay.
All right. So, Buzz, I love you.
Back at you, Jerry.
So I'm just hoping that because I've been being I'm being billed all this extra I'm just hoping that my bill can stop being like extra. So is there some I'm hoping that can happen.
I thought they took you back to $50 a month for each
book. Nope. No, I'm still in fact I owe back no I'm still being charged $80 per house monthly, month after month, nothing. So I'm hoping
we would need some direction to do that.
Yeah. So I owe back. Which, you know, I've paid. I paid, and then I. It's just you know.
Yeah.
Retroactively, right?
If there are two dwelling units on a property, they have always been, as far as I can tell, charged for two dwelling units.
Art and Barbara have two dwelling units. Jerry has two dwelling units. I mean, people have.
I have two dwelling units.
Deciding that, you're making money off your dwelling unit, we're going to charge you money. Well, that
Grace, that never entered into any conversation. It never entered into any prior conversation about this subject.
Well, that's how it's written in the rate structure.
If people have two dwelling units and they are being used by two separate family units, then those are two dwelling units.
Pat, haven't
you
been listening?
I know we talked about this yesterday at length, Pat.
Have you not been listening? The electric company doesn't care. Their rate structure, if there's one meter.
We don't have meters on over 100 properties.
I'm saying. Allow me to repeat myself.
We've heard it once before.
Oh, well, just gird your loins. Here it comes again. I said, until we get the meters in, we should charge everybody the same. If we have to make a resolution, if we have to say whatever to make it official, then we need to do it. But somehow we need to enable whoever figures out the bills every month to charge Grace only $50 per unit, because that's the only fair thing. If we don't do that, we are not charging a fair rate, because there are people in this district who use 10 times what Grace does in the summertime, and we can't, and that's an abomination. I don't care what rate structure, blah, blah, blah. We cannot stand for that, period.
What is the unit description that you are speaking of?
I don't know from unit schmoonits.
One water hookup.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We have never charged on the basis of one water.
Well, then we should change it.
Well, I think most of these places that have an ADU, which I think is what we're down to talking about, only have one water connection.
How many are, it's not like there's dozens of ADUs.
There's only two right now.
Yeah, so it's not like it's gonna change, it's not like it's gonna sink the system, you know, with all this money that you guys are getting from dozens and dozens of them. It's just a couple, and it's an arbitrary decision to build that way. It could be changed. No.
We have a property on A Street that has three dwelling units on it. How should that be charged?
I think until you get meters for everyone, that you're just going to have to not just charge for one. If they have one water system going in, I just don't know how you can do it in a fair way.
That's right. Well said.
Everybody's version of fair differs. That's why you're supposed to have something written down to go by.
Well, we can write something down, Pat. Everybody gets charged
the same.
We have
a schedule.
One sentence.
We have had rate schedules for years.
You know, Pat, when I spoke to you yesterday, you were like, I'm on your side. And now today you sound like a different, you don't sound.
That's not true, Grace.
I feel like you've changed your tune.
Buzz is saying that we should disregard everything and charge everybody a flat rate.
That was what I was saying yesterday. Until we have meters, it's arbitrary to charge five or six people a different rate.
When will we be a point where we have meters on every connection? How long is that going to be? For 2 years, we're going to continue to have this issue.
Unless someone wants to make a motion to change it.
I'll make a motion. I move we for at least the residential that everybody be charged. If you have a meter, it's $50 a month. One meter, one charge, period. No ADUs.
You mean one connection, or because everybody doesn't have a meter?
Have meters.
Well, one connection. One service connection.
How many of those do we have?
And let me amend.
Two or three.
Let me amend the
motion. How many service connections do we have?
150?
A little over 150 connections, but not active.
Okay.
So if you say everybody who has a connection is going to charge $50, then you're going to be charging people who don't use the water connection they do have. You still have a fairness issue.
Is their water shut off? Have they paid that ridiculous fee to have their water shut off?
Well, we have a lot.
To my knowledge, everybody, these people that come in, I'm under the assumption, like if somebody just has a vacation pad on his place and he's got electrical and water service, if he hasn't had the service turned off, then they're paying $50 a month, Pat. That was my understanding.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We do have properties that have connections that will not be paying for them if you don't define this more narrowly.
Oh, for God's sakes.
So we need to say a connection that is
active.
Is that what you
could say? Quit charging ADUs, because that's the only real thing we have that has the extra charge, right?
That's true.
And I would amend.
And there's two of them now.
And the ADU still does not address Grace's issue.
It certainly does. She's being charged as an ADU.
But she shouldn't be, because she doesn't have an ADU. She has a sleeping room.
Right. So she shouldn't be.
And we don't have a definition for that in our schedule.
She has a house.
I have a house with one water system.
I think
just charge single family residences one charge until we have meters for everyone, and then charge the single family residences that use more than a base amount, a higher amount based on their usage. Otherwise, it's just not fair.
And hey, Beth, can I amend the motion to say we should pay Grace retroactively for what she's been charged?
Yes.
For the last 3 or 4 months?
You can amend it to your heart's content. It still hasn't been seconded. And do you want to do that for the other ADU that's actively being charged?
Yeah, for both of them.
Okay.
Are you going to refund everything that's been charged for both these customers?
Both customers. Yeah, sure. No, not everything. The $50 a month that they normally pay, but the extra 30, certainly. Or the extra 60.
Well, I've been paying the extra 60 a month for, I don't know, maybe 6 months.
Since December.
Since December.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
$360,
yeah.
Right?
December. I would like a clarification. So the duplex, the two living unit building on the corner of Gladys and Mitzi, is being charged as an ADU?
Is that right, Grace?
I don't know. What
are you getting charged for?
$80, 50 plus 30.
Yeah, so apparently, yeah. And the same thing with your house, right?
My house that I'm living in.
Since you started renting out that room, right.
The building on the corner of Mitzi and Gladys is occupied as a duplex. There are two separate living units there.
With one water.
Housing one water. Two.
Yeah, families. It would, if we did an ADU, I think it would definitely be, it could be called an ADU, but it's not marked as a multifamily on the tax lots. We do have two sets of duplexes down on A Street that are actually multifamily on the tax lot, but those are the only two in the whole district. But Grace's is not marked as that. It's a, how many square feet is it? I think a little over 300 square feet upstairs. I think that's what the county says it is. So it's not really, I don't think, a duplex.
A dwelling unit consists of kitchen, bathroom, a living area, a bedroom. Right.
There's no bedroom. It's just an open room with
like a studio.
It's right. A bedroom.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's one water service and two people, and there's no way that it uses as much water as a lot of other people. And I just think it's arbitrary, once again, to charge more money for that.
We cannot talk about usage until everybody has a meter.
Right. Buzz, repeat your motion, how you want it to be?
All right, I'll try.
Yeah.
I would like for the board, the motion to make the board charge the same rate, which now happens to be $50 a month, for all residential service connections.
That are in active use.
And the amendment was retroactively pay Grace back the $360, you think, Grace?
I'm not sure.
Buzz?
Yeah, whatever that amounts to.
I just want to point out that we can't do this customer by customer, it has to be class by class. So it would, if you were to do that, you'd need to say
different motion
for any
of them. Yeah.
Anything that's been charged as
yes,
an ADU or
multiple. I agree.
Yeah, it can't. So it
could be a payback, or it could be just reversing charges too. So.
Yeah, you could do credit instead of payback. I don't know. We need.
And so that would be for any ADUs, Buzz?
If they've been charged, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Buck gets charged for an ADU too. Mm-hmm. So for all ADUs. Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion?
I would like to hear the whole motion read out in its entirety, please.
That the water district charged the same rate for a residential service in active use, the same basic $50 rate, can I put in there?
Yeah, I guess. Do we need to say until the entire district is metered?
Right. Well, we'll probably rewrite all that anyway, but.
Okay.
The same.
We could just say the prevailing single family residential rate.
Oh, yes. Good.
That's good, Dan. Good.
Prevailing single family rate, residential rate. And credit or reverse charges
for all ADUs.
Does that sound good enough?
Yeah.
Dan, can you do this better? You're really good at this.
Yes, you are.
Good. I'll send the minutes to you. Okay. Okay, let's vote on this then. Let's do a roll call vote. How do you vote? Yes or no? Dan?
Aye. Yes.
Yes or aye, whichever. Pat?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
And Beth, yes. That's 5 yeses or ayes, so motion carries. Anything else we need to discuss on customer classifications?
Well, Pat pointed out that we have some unique circumstances on some lots. But Pat, does that matter if we're just going to charge each connection? Does that just pretty much take care of that for the time being until we have meters?
I don't care.
What would be the other types? Well,
if you read the documents that she sent out, we've got some sort of unusual circumstances where we have lots that have a connection, but then they have RVs on them, multiple RVs on them for part of the year, and then part of the year they're empty, but they're paying their monthly rate. It seems like this motion that we just passed, saying that it's the single family residential rate for those active connections, just
basically, that would cover them, right? I mean,
well, are we in agreement about that? That's what at first blush, that's the way it looks to me. But
right,
and I said service connection, not single family residence.
Yeah, I know, but no, the single family residence is the rate we're referring to that we're charging.
Oh, I see.
The single active connections.
Okay. There may be one other anomaly that needs to be considered, and that would be a property on a street that has 2 meters on one property, 2 service connections on one property.
But it has one connection with 2 meters, is what I understood.
Yeah, it has one service connection, and then on the other side of that service connection, the meter for that service connection, there's a basically you could call it a sub-meter that measures the water that goes
to the ADU,
to whatever that is,
the inactive ADU.
The currently inactive ADU. But it's
there's another refund.
If we've been charging the ADU, then yes.
It's been done in the past.
Yeah.
Until a few months ago.
Yep.
Are we talking about, now wait a minute. When we talked about Grace's property, it was 1 meter where she was, 1 meter. Where she's getting charged an extra $30 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on this property on A Street, are we talking about 2 meters?
We're talking about 1 service connection, which is metered. And then that service has a branch off of it. And there's another meter which just measures the portion of their service that goes to the other building.
Yeah, I don't know why that meter was installed, but.
It's like an informational meter to tell you how much the ADU is using.
Right.
That's but pretty expensive information.
Isn't that like the one on Nelly? Isn't that the same? Or is it, yeah, on South Nelly where there's only one service Are there two lines coming off the main line on that one? I don't remember.
There might be, because that property apparently was all one unit and two sisters owned it, and they decided they wanted their own separate property. And that was, I'd have to ask Whitney again, but she has got the history on that. It wasn't too long ago. It was about 3 years ago, I think.
If the way I see it, it's, Dan, it's, we're differentiating, you know, here's the main line.
Yeah.
And you've got a single corp stop and saddle on the line, and then there's up farther, you've got a branch. As opposed to a corp stop and a branch right next to it on the same line.
Meter, and then on the other side of that meter, there's a branch to
it. I get that.
I don't even know why that second meter was put in, to be honest with you. It was a puzzlement to me when I walked around with Craig and I saw the setup.
On A Street?
That's not the one on Nelly, is it?
No. This is on A Street.
And
this
when
is
was
the
that
south
done?
End of A Street.
And we've been charging them $30 a month or 50?
They were 50 getting
plus 30.
50 plus the 30 during the time that they were renting out. Is that correct, Pat?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And so we're only talking about refunding the $30. We're not talking about refunding 50, right?
Oh, no.
So.
No, just the 30 for three ADUs, basically.
Yeah, if they've only been charged 30, then pay them back.
Right.
Since we apparently put a courtesy meter in there that probably costs $700-$800, I don't know why we would want to refund that.
We're not refunding the meter, we're refunding the water charges, right? And I don't know the history on that one.
Somebody should
know.
It was the old board, Jerry.
Let's not do that. I have another question which was just asked of me by one of our constituents by text as well. And that is the situation that we currently have. This is looking forward. The situation that we currently have with the Alpine Chalets, which is just something to think about for future. Right now, that has got, you know, that. Basically, we have the legacy connection from when it was a motel and it was all one business. And right now we have one meter.
Right.
But we don't have each unit individually metered.
No, but it's a commercial establishment anyway.
Well, it was.
It was.
Now it's condos.
Now it's condos that are individually owned, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at that.
Yeah, but I don't think we could check with the county. They were looking at it on whether they needed to charge it for, they needed to have STR licenses. So we could check and see what they were doing with that. It's always preferable if you have some entity like the county to make certain decisions. Yeah. But it used to be a commercial property and it's zoned now as a condominium property.
And that guy uses a lot of water, doesn't he?
We charge them, you know, they've got, I believe, 2-inch service. We charge them for the rate for a 2-inch service with per unit. So they get 11 times 50. Is what their charge is.
So they're being charged as each at an individual.
Yeah.
Right. And they have one meter. But they do have a usage amount because they are metered, and all our commercials have a usage amount, a base usage amount, and they pay extra over that.
Could I point out something since that has been brought up? I wasn't going to talk about rates, but.
We're not.
The rates under the commercial accounts, number 5 on the rate schedule, mm-hmm. has different base gallon rates for each size pipe for some strange reason. And if you divide that out by the rate each size pipe is being charged, they're not being charged the same. And it's that should get fixed at some point too.
I agree. Well,
that would be a good thing for us to discuss come upcoming budget cycle, or be a little bit ahead of that. Ahead of that, yeah. Start talking about that.
I agree, Pat. It's weird.
Well, yeah. Why is one business paying a base rate on 6,500 gallons, and for instance, the chalets with a 2-inch meter have a 26,500.
No, they have 33,000. It got raised.
Yep. Which rate schedule are we looking at this time?
We're looking at the corrected one for 2018-19.
Somebody please send me our current rate schedule then.
Well, we need to redo one because numerous people have done them and they've been slightly incorrect. So
we need to amend our rate ordinance. Is that what you're saying?
No, it was just done incorrectly. In fact, I went through and I found the notes from Arthur, and Dan's talked to Arthur about that 33,000 as opposed to the 26,500 for the base gallons for the 2-inch. And it was definitely discussed in the memories, I guess, of everybody. So the last time the rate table was redone, the rates weren't changed, but they put a new date on it, but they used the old base gallons for the 2-inch.
Jerry has a comment.
Just know that you guys have a public meeting in the budget process.
Yes, we do.
Right. Discuss all this.
Yeah, that's what I was just, yes. Thank you, Gary.
So take advantage of the once a year, those times.
Right, thanks. Okay, anything else?
Yes, because yes, Dan Lisa. Brought it up. Because Dan brought it up about the water usage during the summer and the fact that the rentals are, well, we don't know, but once we get meters, they may use more than the residents. And we need to come up with a plan of water conservation because I can bet you that the Alpine Chalets are not putting in those little notices of water conservations. I can bet you dollars to donuts that they're not doing that. So we're going to have to come up with a way of conserving our water and somehow tackling that ball of wax. Once we get meters in, and I know this because we don't know for sure who's using what water, but I want us to be aware of that we just need to have that discussion once this is all figured out. Yes, Buzz, I understand that we don't know this, but.
No, that's what I was gonna say. I agree with water conservation. I practice it, but we gotta think, we're not a social organization. We are.
Yes, but Buzz, with your.
No,
sorry.
Let me finish.
I gotta get this out because I always forget. When you mentioned electric companies have different rates during water, winter, and summer, based on the usage and you know the kilowatt hours and all that stuff. So maybe we need to have a thing like that for summer usage.
I'm just trying to,
that's what I wanted to say because I keep forgetting
to
say that.
And I agree again, Lisa.
Okay.
But let me just say that our charter is to provide adequate water and to provide safe water. We need to remember that. That's our basis. And we can delve into, you know, water conservation and preaching at people. But I want to remind everybody about a drum that I'm going to be beating in the next couple of meetings. And that's this business I've been, this is off the subject, but there's a potential for another, we can develop another water source as a backup. And we need to be thinking of making every attempt that we can to provide adequate water. And I know that's the same mentality as the state highway department who makes concrete monster freeways that are 20 lanes wide just because there's more traffic and they don't give a thought to conservation. I conserve water, but the basic premise of our mission is to provide adequate, safe water. And if we know how to do that, if we know the way to do that, then we need to think about doing it rather than saying, oh, you know, we only have so much water and we got to save it. We've got to think about providing sufficient water if we can.
Okay.
During the dry season, yeah.
Right.
Since you mentioned it, could I get an update on the possibility of some financial help from the sanitary district towards our chlorination system?
Has anyone heard anything from them at this point?
I haven't heard anything.
They did get our letter. They did gather community support. I was not present or even in town on the day of their meeting. So
no, and I don't know of anybody who attended other than their board. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Jerry.
I talked to Paul Erskine. You know, basically it's the board's decision.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's their decision.
It's their decision.
So the money looks like, I guess they have to vote on it in May.
Oh, okay.
And then the money, if it does come to the board makes a decision.
Right.
Right.
They have to decide how much they have to retain.
Right.
To cover debts and expenses.
Uh-huh.
And then they decide what they do with the remainder.
Sure. And then probably they'll provide some of the comments from the residents who responded to your guys' request. But it's, again,
that was their request. They requested right. for us to put that out,
right.
which we were happy to do, of course.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay, great. Anything else, guys, or are we done?
Nice meeting.
Thanks, Jerry. Someone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Someone want to second that?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Buzz. All in favor? Aye. Ben.
Aye.
Pat, Lisa, Buzz, and Beth. That's five ayes. Motion carries. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Everybody coming. 7:12. Good time.